Members of the U.S. Senate are trying once again to reauthorize the Indian Health Care Improvement Act. It passed the Senate in the last Congress, but stalled in the House and hasn't been reauthorized since it was enacted in 1991. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says she hopes this time is different.
It's been 20 years since we've done a reauthorization of the Indian Health Care Act. That's long, long overdue. So we got to get this across.
The head of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, Democratic North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan, is the bill's main sponsor. It has 15 bipartisan co-sponsors, including Murkowski, who sits on the Indian Affairs Committee, and Alaska Senator Mark Begich. The bill reauthorizing and extending the Indian Health Care Improvement Act stalled in the House last year because Congress couldn't find funding and because Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter added an amendment forbidding the use of federal funds to pay for abortions. That politicized the bill. Senator Murkowski says she hopes this time around members of Congress understand what's at stake.
With all the focus that is currently on health care and health care reform, I'd like to think that we don't have as much educating to do this go around. We shouldn't be forgetting our obligation to the first people of this country when it comes to health care. Right now, when you look at health care statistics amongst Alaska Natives and American Indians, they have some of the most depressing statistics of any American out there.
The bill would permanently reauthorize all current Indian health care programs and require that the Indian Health Service budget account for medical inflation rates and population growth. Bill supporters say that would help with what they call dramatic underfunding of the Indian health system. Senator Murkowski says it would also address issues being dealt with in Alaska.
They're in the areas of delivery of behavioral health, working with the tribal health organizations to really better focus on substance abuse and treatment. That's got to be key. It improves the ability of tribes to address youth suicide. We've got a provision that authorizes long-term care and assisted living by tribal health organizations. This is something that is currently lacking within the Indian Health Care Act.
Next week, a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee will hold a hearing on its version of the Indian Health Care Improvement Act that will start the process of it moving through House committees once again.